Parashas Pinchas. Vayehi acharei ha-mageifa. There was a mageifa against Klal Yisrael. Vayehi Hashem Moshe l'Asher ben Aharon. Okay, su'u es rish kol hadas b'nei Yisrael ben esrim shana v'malo. Kol yetzei tzva b'Yisrael. By the Moina, Rashi says the union of the Minin who he was, that the Chiba, Moshe L'Rosh, Nechslu, Ze'evin, Tuch Edroi, V'horgu Bahen. V'yu Moina, Yisran, Leida, Mien, Anoy, Soros. V'shem Yirachem. V'acha, Shiyotu Mitzrayim, Nimsu, L'Moshe, Nimsu, L'Minyan, Asher, Korv, the L'Omus, L'Asad, Soinim, Achzirim, B'Minyan. He returns him in a minyan. Counted. Who is Rosh Chodesh B'zeh Yisrael? So Hashem counts Klal Yisrael, goes over them. The Lashon of Su'u is always a kasha. Su'u means to lift up. So, secondly, when the Kodesh Baruch counts them, so the Kodesh Baruch counts them later on. Elish Charuvinu, Ruvini. The third, the Poikav, Neishim, Elish Charuvinu, Elish Charuvinu, Elish Charuvinu. There's a hey and a yud at the end of each one. What's the tachlis? So Rashi says, unbelievable Rashi, that why when they're counting, Mishpachas Achanuchi, right? Reuven b'chol Yisrael, they Reuven b'chanuch, Mishpachas Achanuchi. What's Achanuchi? For show you, Umas Mevazen Oysim Oyim, Ma'il Mishyachzen on Shifteya. Hashem not only counted them, but he was Mishyachzen on Shifteya. Swim shaloshol to mitzvim ba musabi moseyan and begufno yemoyshim kavachoy minishu seyan. She hit the kodesh bo shmoy aleim hey mitzad ze v'yud mitzad ze. Parash put the hey ya loyim amir and aleim shem shpnei abu seyan. They have kaval the kiyichus the bnei abu seyan. Shiftei ko edlus yisrael. And it's interesting, the boy said, the counting. And Rashi gives the head, but the pasuk tells later on, as we go into the next sugya, by Hashem Shlishi La'ila Techolek Es Haaretz Benachala. The counting wasn't only a counting, but it was also counting to know who was going to get Eretz Yisrael. And it was L'Choyre. The Yichus was that they had to Miyuchus L'Choyre, because in order to get Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Shaar to Klal Yisrael. But I want to say maybe another Mahalach over here in this whole sugya. And Be'emetz is Nogeya, the beginning of the parasha. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, Hashem speaks to Moshe, Moses saying, Pinchos ben Elozer ben Aaron Akoye, Heishiv es Chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael, Bekanoi es Kinosi b'soichim, V'chilis es b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi. L'chein emor, hini noisin lo es brisi sholam. V'yishol ez ha'achro bris kuhuna as oilom, v'shekine l'lokov v'yichaper al b'nei Yisrael. Pinchos does this tremendous act of kanois, and he's zoicha to two things. First, he's zoicha to brisi sholam, whatever that means, according to the Sfarno, it means he's zoicha to arichas yomim, to live forever, mimach amoves, sholoi, and sforno, a beautiful pshat. Bishi sholoi, the midrash of sholoi. Question is, why is this the payback? Why is this the payback for the maizah of the kanois? There's a brisker rav about it. Brisker rav says sometimes we look at a maizah of kanois of killing somebody as the maizah of machloikis. Sometimes forget that's the. That is the only way to make shalom. Sometimes you have to do a very, very extreme act of kanois, even to the point of killing somebody to bring shalom for care. The Torah is being made that it wasn't a mice of machloikas, the mice of Pinchas, the mice of shalom. Therefore, the result was he got brishi shalom. But he also was zochah to kahuna. So what's the pshat? He was zochah to these things. Next, Rashi, the Pella de Garashi. Pinchos ben Elozer ben Aaron Hakoyi. Zot Rash. Vishoy Yeshvatim Mivazen Oisai. Why is the Torah have to tell the Yichus of Pinchos? In fact, we know it says in the last week's parasha read it. When the Torah told us who did it, Pinchos ben Elozer ben Aaron Hakoyi. We know who Pinchos is. So why is the Torah in the beginning of the parasha when Yaches Pinchas back to Aaron HaKohen? So it's Rashi, one of the most palatable Rashis. Vishohoyu hashvatim mevazin oisoy. The shvatim were being mevazin Pinchas. Her isim ben puti zeh. Did you see this ben puti? Why is it called ben puti? She pitim avi ima agon lavid zara. His grandpappy used to fatten animals for the sake of orphan and Avodah Zarah. His grandfather was shy, was a Baal Avodah Zarah. The Horag Nosi Shevet Yisrael, he killed the Nosi Shevet Yisrael. The Ficha Boakosu V'yochso Ach Aaron. The end of the Torah came and said, Aaron, he's from Aaron. Shkoyach. That's the tea, let's move on. Next Rashi. Peladik Rashi. First of all, what was the taina of the Shvatim? They were mevazan. Did you see this Ben Puti who killed the Nasi Shev Dalochis? Gemara Chaz Mishnah right in Sanhedrin. Halacha Mufushan. Haboyal Aramis Kanoim Boygimbo. Somebody's Boyal Aramis Kanoim Boygimbo. So what's the taina? Reisi ben Puri, they're stop making fun of him. So you stop joking around. The Bereshit had to answer it. There was a taina here. Lificha bo akosuv, the state in Rashi that they had a taina. The Bereshit had to answer that taina. It's a ganze postik in Chumash for Ev, which if no word is extra, if the word, if that word Pinchas ben Alon ben Aaron is left out, save it to his apostle. We didn't need to write it. It was a joke. They were joking around. Now the Bereshit put up a davar. If that word's missing, the Sefer Torah is possible. Why? We have to answer up the Shvatim's taina. But the Chor, what's the taina? Haboyel Aramis Kanoim Poygimbar. What's the taina that the Bereshit has to answer in Aaron HaKohen? And what is the answer? Oh. So the Maisa, I went to a beautiful taich, this Kash Kshayla, from the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant. Sefer Be'er Yosef, very beautiful Sefer on Chumash, Rabbi Yosef Salant. He says, Gevald Gemahalach, in the union of Kanoim Pagimba. He says, the Chayra, we can't say that the Yisoid of the Oynish of Kanoim Pagimba is as the choymer ha'isav, just the mice that he's doing his nus with a goya. It's the avtam do mice's nus. Because the mice, he wanted for the zolam at zayz machma, and then the nashgaz. It might not be the isser, it's not so positive. It's a gzeir of nashgaz. The isser might not be as chomer. I'm going into that right now. But it's the mice isser. Secondly, the isser is only b'shas mice. If it's an oynish of the aveira, so why is the isser only b'shas mice? Halacha is, once it's pirish, there's no issa of kanoim poygimba. So why is it tavka that way? At the end of the day, some hold also that people for Hesi and for the ten Yisrael know about it. But the ma'isa is over shaldover. Chayr the ma'isa is a ma'isa's nos. If that's mitzad that the chayra, we don't find that the issue as chomer that should deserve a mice of kanoim poygim, we don't find. So he says a different take. Nage is a gevaldik uptach, which is a murdig and musa haskel for osur boisai, and that is he wants the taina that the yisoid of kanoim poygim boy. He's not as the Maisa Veira, the B.S. Isra Mitzah, necessarily. El Yisoid of Kanoim Poigimboy. He also touched on the Grand Rasakasva, another thing which the person still is the Yisoid is Yipoigim B'Kedusha HaSisrael. Yipoigim in the Milo of Kedusha HaSisrael. The Milo that Yisrael is not like the Amim, that we're above the Amim. We're a different level altogether. That the Baal HaKuzri wrote that there are different levels in the existence of the Bria. There is the Doimein, the Toimeach, the Medachai, and there's the Medaber. Then on top of that, there's Yisrael. Yisrael is a different altogether, different Metzias. It's not just he's a Medaber who happens to have another Maila. It's an Andra Chefs and Gansen. And therefore, learns that the Rav Yosef Salat, that the Pegiya is that he's poigim into Kedushas Yisrael, that they realize that we're a different level, and a person lowers himself to be with a Goya. So the Maisa is not the Maisa Bia, but it's the actual life to be Meschaber with a Goya, to lower ourselves to the level to be like the Goy, to be in that Madrega of the Goy, in such a Meschabrus. That is poigim in the Maila of Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, Zokub Yosef Salat, this was the tain of the Umus. The Umus were taining. His grandfather came from Avodah Zarah, Bali Avodah Zarah. It's not Shaykh L'choira that his Maisha shouldn't come from a din of, because he's being Kanoi for the Kedushas Yisrael. That a Yid is a different level. He has a Shaykhus to that Avodah Zarah. The figure of Akosav Yichus as Aaron Akoyein, not only Kedushas Yisrael, the Mile of Kahuna, which is the highest level of Kedushas Yisrael, it's another level of Kedushas Yisrael. V'yatem tiyu mamlechas koyin v'goy kodosh, all of Klai Yisrael besim kohoy koyanim, and this level of Kahuna. That Pinchas was zoicha to a b'schus that he was mekane the kedushas Yisrael, the burnish was made, and they said that they were tying that the ma'aser wasn't a ma'aser, it was a ma'aser harigah. It's not coming from that kanois, the kanois that kedushas Yisrael is being nifkam, that Klai Yisrael is a different level, that the schabes and goyim is taka mamisha a b'zoyin to kedushas Yisrael. It was not coming from that. It's not the right intentions for Kanoi and Poigim Boy. The Kanoi is not a Kanoi. And it can't be if it's Pitim Avid Avid Zohar. It can't be that he has that Pagim. He's still a Shachas to Avodah Kechavim. So it can't be his Mekana to that. Well, Akosav Yichus. If you want to tie it, that's why we say to Kahuna. I don't know if this part of this, I don't remember if it's that, this is Ejida, but I want to tie it to Bezorah to Kahuna, because Kahuna is the Maila Ikor in Mitushis Yisrael. And that's why we say the Bris Yisholm want to tie it. Because we have to understand, the boy said, the Ibn Yisholm made a Bria. And in that Bria, just like in the Matthias with the Surf of the Kuzri, he made that there's different levels of existence. And those levels of existence for a Tafkin, that there be Sholem in the Bria. As the Svarni says, you will say of the Svarni, the Kliyokim, sorry, the Kliyokim Parash of Noyach, that the Ibn Yisholm made it, that each one brings it up from a different level. Brings up a different level to make the Bria to be Maila the Bria, and the Tzumeach nourishes from it, looks up to the Doimim, the earth gives nourishment to the Tzumeach, and Tzumeach the Baal Chai eats, and the Medaber eats the Baal Chai, because everything's a Maila, and the Yisrael is supposed to be the Maila representing it. We're supposed to represent the whole world, and the Goyim should look up to us, and they should in a certain way they should help us out. The Goy realizes that we're different, we're better. They'll help us out. They would help out the Yidin. Really, they're at a different level, and by them helping him out, because they realize that Mamlech is Koyim, so the Goy is Ma'ila. When the Goy is Mishamish the Yid in a certain level, that Goy is now helping to Ma'il the Bria, the Dushes Yisrael. And if not, it's not just the chesaron, it's begam in the shleim, is the shalom of the Bria. The Bria has to be b'shalom. Everything has to be just like in the what's they call in the cycle. What? Ecosystem, right? Very good. The ecosystem. Everything has to feed off the next thing in order for the world to be b'shalom. The world could not survive. There's not enough bees in the world. Not enough bees in the world. They're not producing the honey, all that stuff that could be problems in the world. They have to make more bees and this and that. Because the world exists, everything feeds off the next. And there's no shalom in the Bria. The shleim is a Bria is when everybody's in its malkoim. If you're not in its malkoim, there's no shleim, there's no shalom. If he's that's meridic, so if Pinchas this my if Pinchas was being mekana to Kedushas Yisrael, the pshat was he being mekana now, not just Stam. The pshat to establish Shleimus in the Bria, that we show him that he establish Yisrael on his level. But if the Yid is mired himself to the level of the Goy, So we're missing that level of existence in the Bria. Of Efrat, Precious, Bishvil Yisrael, the whole world is created. So everything is built to Mishamish to leave that level of Yisrael. And if it's not at that level of Shlemus, there's no Bria, there's no Shlemus in the Bria, there's no Shalom in the Bria. Hearing noise in this Brisi Shalom. Because at the end of the day, he was coming to establish that Meridika system in the Bria of the existence of all Brias, that Yisrael is on top. I mean, Mekana, that it shouldn't be, shouldn't go down to a lower level. We shouldn't go down. Meila, he was Zerch to Brisi Shalom. That's the Madrega of Shalom, that's really of Kahuna of Boisai. And that's why Pinchas is at by everybody's Bris of Boisai. That's why Pinchas is by everybody's Bris. What is Pinchas of Eliyo? What is he coming to the Bris of Boisai? What does the Bris mean of Boisai? What's the whole Yiddish of Bris of Boisai? The Bisalevi's Mazbeh that we do by a year, we do now a Chaticha. There's also Priya. The Priya is to bring out the Beis HaLevi's two things. Chaticha is to take you out of an Orel. What's the Priya of the Beis HaLevi? To bring Kedusha Yisrael. That's the Maisa. So since Lefi, he doesn't also much to Midah, that's what he came for. Pinchas came to Mekane Kedusha Yisrael. To do it on the highest existence, that Kedusha Yisrael has been Mischalel. And we have to uphold it. So that's why he's by every bris of Boisai. That's the why he's every bris, because the bris represents this Yisroel of Boisai, of Kedushas Yisroel. And that's what the whole Yisroel of bris is, to Misgale, daily, the Priya, to Misgale, the Kedushas Yisroel. That's the Shlemus of the bris, called Mol, V'loi Parah, Ki'ilu Loi Mol. Because it's not enough just to take you out of an Orel. Because man, that you don't bring on the Kedushas Yisroel. Ayidei, the Priya, the Meila boys, that could be that's the Pshat Su'u. After this Maisa, Kodesh Baruch Hu want to lift us up and realize who you are. After seeing a whole Maisa of destruction, of Klai Yisrael lowering themselves to a Maisa Behema, lowest of the 20 men Nebuchadnezzar, many, many Yidden went to live with the Goyim. It wasn't only the Averish boy, how they were murdered, the Kedushas Yisrael. Shem had it wiped out by Yachare Amagefa Su'u. Lift up Klai Yisrael, tell them who they are. Because now they're going into Eretz Yisrael, and they have to know the miyuchis, the kedushas Yisrael, the hay and the yud, that their mothers weren't mizana. They kept the kedushas Yisrael, and that's why they're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Hakadosh, it's not Israel as we spoke. It's Eretz Hakadosh with kedusha. To be zoned to that Eretz Yisrael, you have to know your maila as a Yisrael. The maila is Yisrael, zoned to Eretz Yisrael. And the Maila of Eretz Yisrael to be Zdei Yisrael through the Kedushas Yisrael is only with Su'u. Now they have to know. It's a different Pshah. They have to know who they are. After seeing them, they're being wiped by Hiyacharei HaMageifa. There was a Mageifa, it was a destruction. Because Klai Yisrael lowered themselves to the Maila of a Goy. They brought themselves down. Now the tachas of Moshe was Su'u, realize who you are. And you have to know this, because to go into Eretz, you're going into Eretz Yisrael. And you have to go into Eretz Yisrael with knowing that you Kedusha as Yisrael. Your mothers were Chas V'Shon Wormizan, they kept the Kedusha even though they're in a land of Tumah Gedoyla. Tumah Atzuma. Tumah Shiznesh, not Shaya, that was ever Shaya in the Bria, levels of Tumah Mitzrayim. But Klai Yisrael upheld the Kedusha as Yisrael there. Shiftei Kor. The Berm Shem's made Eidus to Yisrael. Lo Eilo Techolek Ha'oretz. To these you should inherit the land. These are Zoycha to Kedushas Yisrael. To Zoycha to the Eretz Yisrael, which is Moirid and Moilid Kedusha. The Meila, that's the Hemshach HaParasha, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something that we have to take in, Rabbi Yisrael. Because today, we're in a world that many people don't know who they are. They don't know Kedushas Yisrael. We're moiled ourselves. Just like Hashem Yirachem, you would see a human being, Hashem Yirachem, you see a human being getting down on the ground, even a goy, on its fours, and barking. Some guys do that when they come for supper. That's Monday night shmooz. But the Maaseh is not doing it every day, just when he's hungry. But he gets down the floor and he starts barking. So you say, Rahman, it's like Hashem Yirachem. Shem Yirachem, look at Nebuch. He doesn't know who he is. He's sitting there with his tongue sitting there like a dog and breathing heavy, barking. Say, Hashem Yirachem, he's gone crazy. What happened to this guy? He became an animal. Shemirachim, the world out there large today. I don't think it's open. It's open. What? Not working out. The world at large wasn't open. Now it's working? The world at large today, Hashem Yirachim, the world at large, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not saying anything, well, we also believe Tzar Bar Chaim. But the world has gone crazy. The world doesn't know who's more important, the dog or man. Today you can be sued if they don't get the dog. There was a whole court case because they put a dog and they said the section of the airplane underneath. The dog got sick or something. Well, you want to treat the dog properly, first class. Put him up by the captain. Today the dogs have to be treated. They have to go. They don't go stomp. They're going away vacation. The parents, they have to put them in a hotel. They have hotels for dogs. Morning activity. Shuffleboard, dog shuffleboard with the paw. How far can you put it? They have a gourmet meal, they put a little apron on it. And then you have Jews, it's true. Someone showed me a clip of Jews celebrating bar mitzvahs. Nice talis on his head, Bernie, little yarmulke on his head. Before they found out it was a girl, they said it's okay. The bat mitzvah. Hashem Yirachim, the boy said. They make bark. It's miles going out of our brains, making bark mitzvahs. Even Chavru Mariv Baraku. Hashem Yirachim is it's insanity, insanity. People are lowering themselves to be a madrega that the animals are just are equal, and there's fighting for rights for dogs. Mamish, they should have the same rights as humans. Be a fair world. Everybody's equal. Why shouldn't he be able to walk in the same street as you? He's also an animal. It's true, if you're an animal, okay, that's right. But it's getting out of hand. Then people want to get married to them also. The chuppah b'kiddushin. I don't know how he's going to say Hariat Mukhtar. Anyway, but the Maisa. It's getting out of hand because people think that we have to show evil, that we have to realize that they, the goyim, have to realize that obviously they're on a different level. And the same thing, Rabbi said, as though if you saw the Adam man acting like a dog, you would think Hashem Yirachim the same way, Rabbi said. The Yid has to understand the Kedusha of Yisrael. It's a different level altogether. And if we act like the goyim, it's not just a chassar, it's you're missing the boat. It's like a horse. Hashem Yirachim, Rabbi said. We want to be like the goy, we want to act like the goy, we want to do the things of the goy. And they're setting the pace, they're setting the theme, they're setting the mahalach achayim for us. This goyim are setting what we should do in our lives, how we should handle our lives, Rabbi said. And we don't look to the Torah. The Torah is a part time to you, Mem Lechus Goyim, Goy Kodosh. Who are we looking to? Who's giving us advice how to live? Who's teaching us the mentality of the proper Mahalach HaChaim? Let's say even if it's morally correct, but it's still, we're a different level of morals, we're a different level. It's Kedusha Yisrael, it's a different world altogether. And the person has to feel great about that. He has to look onto the world that he's on top of the world. And if he looks any lower, if he compares himself to the goy, compares to his own, I'm just like you. Then the Shem Yirachim, it's Pekam, Kedusha Yisrael, it's a Chil, Kedusha Yisrael, it's the worst Aveira. Avada, in the sequence of events, Avada, when the person was Chaber, I did Maisa Zimri, Avada, does the Gresta, the Dia, the State Kanoim, Boingen Boy. But Avada, anywhere where we lower ourselves, in any Madre, any way, To adapt ourselves to the mahalach of how the goyim live their lives, the boy said. There's poigim b'kedushas Yisrael in the metzias, and a person has to understand that it's a chilul gomer in the kedushas Yisrael Hashem, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is toivayet the kanoyes kinosi. Because Hashem wants us to live that way. Hashem wants the world to run that way. Pinchas did what I would have thought I wanted to do. I was going to do. He did what the Bereshit wanted that he was going to do. Kanoz, Kenazi. The Bereshit was Tovei HaKavod. Kedushas is for all of us. This is something that a person has to internalize. A person internalize when he does the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, Hashem Kedushon of a mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, he has to understand that I'm a different person. I'm imbued with Kedusha. When you wear your tefillin in the morning, a person said, the tefillin, the pe'er of the tefillin, a person said, what does the pe'er of tefillin represent? We have such a hard time putting the tefillin in the morning, a person said, get it on and get it off. We gotta put on that tefillin in the morning, but we get it on, we get it off. Do we feel anything when we're wearing it? The Torah says it's pe'er, it's tiferes. It's something that's supposed to glorify you, make you a whole different being. Dushas Yisrael, a yid puts on tefillin. That's what they do. They destroy the religion. They put tefillin on a dog. Barb tefillin. Put tefillin on a dog with tzitzis and everything. The whole mitzvah of us. Even a goy that wears tefillin. But a yid that wears tefillin, when a person puts on his tefillin in the morning, it should uplift him. Say, ooh, well, I'm wearing tefillin because it's kedushas Yisrael. I'm the king. I'm glorified just like the king puts on his crown on his head. That's the sort of the tefillin, to glorify us. The king wears a crown on his head, puts on the tefillin in the morning, he should feel uplifted. The su'u, that's rush. How do we feel? Let's get it off quick. Let's get it in and get it out. 100%, 1, 2, 3. The tefillin is supposed to glorify. You should wear the tefillin with a mamash, with a pride in yourself. Kedushas Yisrael, he goes to the airport, he hides in the telephone booth. Okay, we're not supposed to antagonize the guy, whatever. Why are we hiding the telephone? Take those tzitzis and stick them in, man. Today is a big thing. We all became Sephardim. Put those tzitzis in. Can't wear our tzitzis out. You don't want anybody to think we're so Jewish. Oh, you have a head, you have a yarmulke on your head and a big nose. So anybody gonna think you're Jewish? What do they think you are? The Pope? So put the tzitzis out. Realize the kedushas Yisrael, the might of Yisrael. You have to realize the mitzvahs are not to entangle. Every mitzvah is to uplift, to mekadesh, kedusha. We're a higher level, and then we live on a different level. We live on a different plateau. We feel gvaldik, and we want to accomplish more, and we want to show the world the right way to live. To be Taka the Or HaGodol for the entire period, my son. This is what's missing today, the pride, right? Jewish pride, they call it. Jewish pride. We as a Jewish pride, my son. Every time we do a mitzvah, the pride of us, we should go up a different level. Especially leaving our Torah, my son. The Bnei Torah, who are the sorry, the highest level. The people that are keeping the world existing, as we spoke, man, the Shavuos on Shavuos before Shavuos. This is something that we have to work on, boys. This is Parashat Pinchas coming to teach us. So, Pinchas ben Alozer ben Aaron Hakoyim, Heishiv es Chamosi, Bekano es Kenosi, Kedushas Yisrael, boys. This is something that we have to work on, boys, and think about, internalize, and bring it home, boys. That a person should walk around feeling with the Su'u, feeling that I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael, it's a different existence. I can't look to the goy, I can't follow the goy in any way. I have to live in a life of Torah and mitzvahs, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a feeling, the uplifting of being a mamash Yisrael shebecho espoer. That's a mechayev also, a big mechayev. Because when a person doesn't live that life, and he acts with mamash midas rois, and he acts in a brazen way, there's a chil. This is how a yid acts. You say, oh, why do they always look to us? Like, this you're Jewish, this is how you act. Okay, and the guy acts better. The guy's not expected to act better. We're the light of the Bria. We're supposed to give that myriad to Gemara. Just like we said, the Shalom, the Bria, the ecosystem only exists when Israel is living that life of Mamlechas Kohenim. And if we're not, we're not only destroying ourselves, we're destroying the whole system. We have to be the light. We have to go learn and act. Or you walk around, the people in the streets should see, ah, there's Yisrael, and Allah says, B'nai Torah? That's even a bigger chiyuv. We go to the stores and we see people that are chanoim, we walk in lines to be menschlichtig. You go to a store, you go to a restaurant to act with menschlichkeit, because it's part of this ecosystem. That we have to be inspired, and in that ecosystem there's the B'nai Torah, and we have to be the highest level. The Shem says that if you learn a lot of Torah and you don't act according to what the Torah dictates, it's a chil to the Torah. This is the Torah you learn. Whereas the Gemara says the person doesn't think what was to his Rebbe, what was to himself with learning Torah, but if he does, Ashvei Aviv Shalom Dator, Shalom Dator, Ashvei Rav Shalom Dator, Al Zenem Yichslo Shabbecho Espoer. So it's not only the privilege of us, that's the responsibility of God, that we have to live a different level, responsibility to ourselves, responsibility to the burden, responsibility to the whole system over here, the ecosystem. The whole Shalom HaBriya has to be that we have responsibility to show the world what it means to be a Reform Jew, Rabbi Yisrael. To be Erlach, Rabbi Yisrael, in our business dealings. To be kind and considerate to others. To be Ben Olam HaVeiroi. To have a be courteous, Rabbi Yisrael. Why should it be that people look at Yeshiva Bacham? He's a Yeshiva Bacham with the nose turned. Oh, Yeshiva Bacham. No hygiene, no this. What's going on? It's Shem Yirachem. To dress like a mensch, to act like a mensch, to behave in a way that's more hafta. This is being ma'ila kedush Yisrael, and this is making the whole world run b'derech Hashalom. We should be zoicha be'ez Hashem to appreciate the concept of who we are, and be'ez Hashem to show the whole world that this is the tachlis, the tafkid, the b'ri olam wants that the world should run b'reishis b'shul Torah b'shul Yisrael. And that Be'ez Hashem B'Zeruch to Mekayim the Tafkid HaBriya B'Zeruch to Mashiach Sikeinu M'Heir V'Min Olam.